Now it's time for...
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Overnight, keep your eyes on St. Louis today. There was just a tense standoff there after a black teen was shot and killed by an off-duty cop.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, October 10th, 2014, and today is the birthday of DeVetta McIntyre of Reach Media.
Yeah.
D-Mac. And an Ebola update. The ambulance crew that rushed Michael Monick from a Frisco, Texas clinic to Presbyterian Hospital on Wednesday has the all clear now. The officials at Presbyterian Hospital have released a statement saying that the police officer has been discharged. They have discharged the deputy following negative test results for Ebola, and the family is asking for privacy at this time. He was one of those who was said to have come in contact with the late Mr. Duncan, who did die of Ebola. In St. Louis, Von Derrett DeAndre Myers, the teenager who died in a police shootout, was struck by police bullets of 7 or 8 times, according to the medical examiner last night. They said all but one gunshot wound were to the lower extremities. The one fatal shot was to the head.
Back of the head, front of the head?
It just says bullet was to the head as of last night. They say the suspect shot a pistol 3 times at the St. Louis police officer who was off duty but wearing his uniform while moonlighting for a security company. And, of course, as you heard, the shooting has sparked angry street protests. Residents putting out their same kind of frustration as they have had since the August killing of Michael Brown in nearby Ferguson.
No witnesses?
Oh, yeah. There were the people who were there he was with 2 other people, obviously.
And what are they saying?
So he did shoot at the cops.
Three times. Oh, yeah, okay, absolutely.
And what are the witnesses saying?
Are obviously, they haven't talked to the media.
No.
No, because, I mean, they're under arrest as well.
Okay.
In international news, they have announced the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize. And you may have heard of her name, Malala Yousafzai and Khalish Sariati have won the Nobel Peace Prize for 2014. And she is the Pakistani teenager who has won worldwide acclaim. She was wounded and went on to tell her story as a part of the education campaign. And she has been telling young girls about the need to rise up and to tell their story and to stand for peace. It's an amazing story. And she was boosted for the Nobel Peace Prize last year, but did not make it. Good news for the president's brother-in-law, Craig Robinson, who was fired from his Oregon State basketball coach position. He has been hired by ESPN as a color commentator for this season's college basketball coverage. And those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Williams.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.